The principal investigator of genetically modified rice being experimented in the country, Dr. Maxwell Asante, says five varieties of the nitrogen use efficiency, or NUE rice, have so far been developed. Of the top five, the Crop Research Institute of the CSIR will conduct a further test to come out with the best, which, when approved, will be given to farmers to cultivate. Dr. Asante, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said another phase of the project will be the introduction of three genes, which are NUE, water use efficiency, and salt tolerant efficiency rice. Joyce Jeche has more.
Nitrogen is the most basic element in almost all soils, and proper application of it is vital to improve crop growth and grain yields. Insufficient and inappropriate nitrogen management can be detrimental to crop and the environment. According to Dr. Maxwell Asante of the Crop Research Institute of the CSIR in Fumesia in the Ashanti region, 90 kilograms nitrogen per hectare is needed for rice cultivation, but farmers apply less. He said nitrogen use efficiency, NUE rice, will address the deficiency.
The initial thing you do is to test those different lines to find out which is the best in terms of when you put in less nitrogen and getting more yield. So we have tested many of those lines, and now we have settled on the best five. It is this best five that we are going to test for another season. We decide on the one that hopefully, if we are given the permission, we'll be able to give to farmers to grow. But not just that, because it is a gene that can be transformed into any other variety.
He talks about the two additional traits to the NUE rice.
Those are also the nitrogen use efficient gene, water use efficient, which is supposed to be able to withstand drought, and then salt tolerant. Those ones we are yet to start testing. We have to delay it a little because we needed some equipment to be able to measure the things. Our old site used to be at Nobewem on the Accra Road, but there was a decision to move it to our station at Fumesua. And you know that GMO is a controlled experiment. We had to use some time to build a whole new structure for National Biosafety Authority to certify it before we can do the experiment.
Another GM crop which is being experimented is BT herbicide-tolerant cotton. Its principal investigator, Dr. Emmanuel Chamba of the Savannah Agricultural Research Institute, SARI, in Tamale, said BT cotton has been suspended for now. He explains the rationale for the suspension.
We have actually tested it here for 1 year. The results are fantastic. But we didn't continue with that because we had a better material. Because the BT cotton has only resistance against most natural insect pests, that is the bollworm. So it can take care of that. It's now, in addition to the resistance to the bollworm, added another character to the seed that we are testing currently, and that is herbicide tolerance. And what it means is that you can plant the cotton, allow the weeds to grow within the cotton, and then you will go and spray both the cotton and the weeds, and then it will kill only the weeds and not the cotton.